Welcome. My name is Rosie Magana, and I am a staff therapist at CAPS. This practice, Soothing Moment, uses techniques borrowed from Kristen Neff's research of self-compassion. The practice can be used when you find that you are criticizing or judging yourself for a mistake you might have made, or feeling as if you didn't meet your expectations, or just having a rough day. And if you tend to be a perfectionist, like a lot of Northwestern students, you can even be harder on yourself when you feel like you fell short. Self-compassion asks that we treat ourselves the same way that we would treat our most cherished friend or loved one when they are going through a hard time. Self-compassion research shows that highly self-critical people tend to be unhappier and more anxious than people who have a gentler way of being with themselves in times of stress. So know that practicing these techniques will increase your sense of well-being. So let's get started with the practice. Wherever you are, begin to tune into your breath. First, placing your attention on your in-breath or your inhales and starting to slow your inhale down. Bringing your breath lower into your belly. Once you've located your inhale, find your out-breath or your exhale. Slowing that down as well. As you exhale, you might even release a sigh, releasing tension in the body. Start to call to mind the situation or the feeling that you are struggling with. Name the situation or the feeling that's arising in you. For example, I feel stupid for something I said in class today. Or, I'm disappointed I didn't get casted in that show. Or simply, I'm angry or I'm sad. Notice if you feel it in your body in a certain place. Maybe in your stomach or your heart center. Now see if you can breathe in to the tense parts of the body and release them a little bit. Now place one hand over your heart. Pause and feel the warmth of your hand. Breathing in and out as you speak the following words to yourself. This is a moment of suffering. Everyone struggles sometimes. Struggling is a part of life. May I be kind to myself in this moment. May I give myself the compassion that I need. Remind yourself that you belong to a big web of humanity that has struggles sometimes, and that disappointments or mistakes are part of being human. Focus on your breath again. Breathing in and out, slowly and rhythmically. And silently repeat to yourself, this is a moment of suffering. Everyone struggles sometimes. Struggling is a part of life. May I be kind to myself in this moment. May I give myself the compassion that I need. Research says comforting words and behaviors help stimulate the release of oxytocin, which is a feel-good hormone, and reduces activity of the amygdala, the center of our stress response. So bathe your brain with some care and kindness. Continue to focus on your breath. Breathing in and out. Slowly and rhythmically. Now see if you can connect with the meaning of the following phrases, even if you may not feel all the warmth right now. See if you can have these wishes for yourself, hearing yourself say, "May I be happy and healthy and loved. May I be safe and protected. May I experience inner peace and ease. May I have warmth and kindness in my life." Stay with these final statements for a few breaths. May I be happy and healthy and loved. May I be safe and protected. May I experience inner peace and ease. May I have warmth and kindness in my life. Continue breathing slowly and rhythmically as the practice is coming to an end. Taking time to appreciate and feel what's been generated inside of you. Even if there are difficult parts, know that the practice has the potential to increase your sense of connection, aliveness, and belonging. And when you are ready, begin to come back to your physical body. Stretch your arms and your legs if it feels good. And open your eyes when you are ready to rejoin the day. Thank you for practicing today and enjoy your day.